Start in a little less than a minute. We are at Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom, the beginning of the line. 11 lines from the bottom, the beginning of the line. Okay, so yesterday we said that a shtuki biblically is kosher because if the person who lived with her went to her, so he's a parish, the suffix is created in its place, not in its kriyas. So we go by rave and rave are kosher. And if she went to him, which the halacha of kavua is kemechtza mechtza, so then you combine the two possibilities and it's still majority kosher. Tyra tells us, can people please mute themselves? And the Tyra tells us that you go by majority. So really, a shtuki is kosher. However, the Rabbana were afraid he might marry his sister because his father might have had a daughter through marriage or any other way, right? And he might end up marrying her because he doesn't know who his father is. Frank the Gemara, Elamiata, Shtuki Shtukis Lo Yisa. So why is he allowed to marry another Mamzeret? Another Shtukis. Meaning he is a Shtuki, and he has a girl that doesn't know who her father is. The Mishnah allows a Shtuki to marry a Shtukis. Why? Shema Yisa Chaisim Yavim. Maybe he will marry his sister from his father. Now the Gemara could have said, a Shtuki shouldn't marry a Mamzeret. Right, a shtuki is not allowed to marry a bas yisroel because it might be his sister. The mamzeres might also be his sister if there's a woman that his mother is a mamzer or a father is a mamzer. We don't know, it might be his sister. But the Gemara asks straight, why can a shtuki marry a shtukis? Because the Gemara called me mehani mizani v'osli. You think this father fathered many children out of znus? Meaning, because he had this child through without wedding, doesn't mean he went around being mizana with multiple ladies. So she's a shtukis. That means, again, she was born of an out of wedlock relationship. Let's say the boy is a shtuki, right? And he's marrying a girl who's a shtukis. What are we afraid of? That the same man fathered two children from two different women out of wedlock. He had a relationship with one of them, had a boy, had a relationship with another, had a girl. Both don't know who their father is, and they're really brother and sister. That means you're saying to this man, father children from multiple wives. That's like very out of normal. Because he had his nus with one woman, doesn't mean he went around being mizana with multiple women. We don't know that. That's a vaitach shash. That's like beyond.
I thought it's far in Rishonim.
What?
I thought it's far in Rishonim and Ksubas. That if the guy was mizana with his wife,
that's true.
First of all,
it's Machlekes in the Gemara and Yavamas. It's a very Machlekes in the Gemara. Whether we are Cheshit or not, that's the Gemara and Yavamas. Adding Ksubas and Yudalit. But the case over here is to say, remember, the chances of it being the same father are remote to begin with. So to Asher a Shtuki for marrying a Shtukis, where biblically there's a rive. Rabbinically, we made a Gzera because it might be a sister. So if you're making a Gzera, you should include this. The answer is this is like way far out. The mice, it's far out. To be Chayshid that the Shtukis came from the same father is much further than to be Chayshid that the guy married a Jewish girl and had a child. Chances of him fathering children through marriage is greater than fathering children out of marriage. That's all the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is not saying it's impossible. The Gemara is not saying that this woman is not loose or a man is not loose. The Gemara is saying, if you're thinking about the odds of him marrying his sister, the odds are more, not much more, but more, to say that he's marrying a sister that his father had from a marriage than to say that he had a sister that his father had from another woman out of wedlock. That's all the Gemara says. It's not saying it's impossible, not saying it never happens. It's saying the chances are much more remote. So it's not included in the Gzeir of Chazal.
And this is not the kind of road.
Again, this is a Ruben de Lesser Kama, not a Ruben de Lisa Kama. That's it. I mean, not yes or no. Zog to Gemara Vayter. El Eloi Shchicha. What are you going to answer? Not Shchiach, that he should marry a Stukas. Okay, not Eloi Shchicha. I'm sorry, I skipped. Call me Hani Mazani Vazliya. Frank to Gemara Bashtukas Lo Yitzah. Shem Yitzah Chaisim Yavav. But what happens if mom was a Stukas? She married a Jew. Married somebody she's allowed to marry. Let's say she married a shtuki, and then she had a daughter during marriage. Maybe the one who's the husband is the father. Again, let me try to set this up without confusing people. A boy was born. His mother doesn't know who his father is. Let's name his father Reuven. We don't know that it's Reuven, but we'll just pick a name. Reuven might have married a Shtukas. He's a Shtuki himself, married a Shtukas. And they had a daughter during marriage. And now this Shtuki is marrying this girl born from a marriage. But it might be his sister, because it might be that his father is the same person that married this Shtukas. So why aren't we afraid of that? And that's marriage, not Znus. Zog to Gemara. Hello, Lo Shchicha. The answer is, it's way out. Hachanami Lo Shchicha. The whole thing of marrying a girl and being afraid it's Bas Aviv is rather Lo Shchicha. The whole Gzeira is Lo Shchicha. Manashach, if you're going to make a Gzeira of Lo Shchicha, you should go all the way. And if you're not going to make a Gzeira of Lo Shchicha, so don't make one. You're afraid that this Shtuki is going to marry a Bas Yisroel. And it happened to be that the father is the same father. What's the probability of that happening? Very, very, very low. Not as low as marrying a Bashtukis, that the probability is less there. But at the end of the day, they're all not great probabilities. So why are you making this zero? And for the Gemara Lamaylo Sabiyuksen, you're right. If you really think about it, the probabilities are not so great, but minuscule. But when it's a kosher Jewish lady, we worry about yichus. When it's a shtukis, we don't worry about yichus. That's all. It's not because we really think it's a great probability, but we're trying to keep the purity of yichus. We keep the purity of yichus for somebody that we know is a miyuchus, meaning don't know a psul. If the shtuki is going to marry a shtukis or a bat shtukis, you're right. Maybe even the same probability. Maybe a little less. Maybe a little more. But the bottom line is there's no Milo Miyuchsen because it's tainted already anyway. Masha'enkin, if it's a kosher Jewish girl, we're looking to keep a Milo Miyuchsen. Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Rashi is the fifth wide line. What, you think he gave birth to every shtuki? Bashtuki should know that they're nisuin. Shnis is mutter, or she married somebody she's mutter. But he said, Shtuki, Shema b'nai shal bashtuki, she may be his sister. Shabal imai, shabzat tchila biznos, vakak nasa shtukis. This guy lived with this woman, and then he married a different shtukis. Elo shchiach, maskana de koshihi. And longa lechashidim, sim shchiach, she tinas loyachaisoi. It's very not shchiach, it's minuscule. He now is shtuki most l'shchicha, most l'shchicha l'gos v'rabonon. It's a acre. Rashi holds all shtuki, so he is shchicha. Like, the first shot of Rashi is saying to marry a sister is l'shchicha. The second shot of Rashi is saying, having shtukis are not shchicha. This whole thing doesn't happen that often. So therefore, why make zeres? The answer is, my loss of a yuchsen. We preserve yichus as best as we can. Yes, doctor.
I apologize. Ancillary point, but I think it's extremely important one. defining this, Emil Durkheim was a sign of a rabbinical family at the beginning of the 20th century, who was one of the great geniuses of the 20th century. Pointed out that the idea of crime is not a social aberrancy. The idea of crime is the border of the border of what is societally acceptable. And I think this line, Elamaila Usa Biyuchsin, is critical. It is improbable. This episode is improbable. It would seem to be contradicting the idea of Brahma. It would seem to be a number of things. But what it does do is it sets the border of society. It shows the importance of your state of
Moscow. Don't think about my time, I'm a rabbit, my time has to be kosher. Biblically speaking, a baby found on the street, we don't know mom and we don't know dad, should be kosher. My time, huh? Now, yet, what are the chances that the woman would throw away a baby? If it's a married woman, she's not going to tell people she was Mazana. She can blame her husband, meaning she can attribute the pregnancy to her husband. There's no reason for her to throw the baby away. It's her child. Remember, it's a mother and a child. Mothers don't throw children away if they can cover for them. If she's married, there's no reason for her to throw her away because people will say, it's her husband. The husband fathered this child. That's usually what happens in marriage. Why would people think differently? Teretz says, miyat arusis. There is a miyat that are not married yet. They are arusis, meaning they are eishes ish, and they have no husband to attribute it to. Umiyat shalach b'aylam zirziyam. And there's a miyat that their husband's out of town. So there's no husband to attribute to. He went away for 3 years, and here's the baby. The lady had a baby. We got some problems. So that's the kind of baby that she would throw away to cover the fact what she did. At the same time, kibun dekepnuya, there's also single ladies who have no reason to throw the baby away because the bride is kshevim by a pnuya. And the ikinami the machmas ravoin. And then there's the small minority of people that when there's a famine going on and they can't take care of their child, will put their child out in the street. Have a palga, palga. So if you think about it, it's 50-50. There's two reasons to say that he's puzzled. She's an anxious ish that was Mizana, and she can't cover. And there's two reasons to say that mom could have covered, but had a legitimate reason of putting the street, a carceral person in the street. She was a pnuya, so she would have put it in the street because she's embarrassed that a single girl had a baby, but doesn't make the kid puzzle, or because she couldn't take care of the kid, so she put him in the street so the kid maybe will find a better life. But so two reasons tell us, kosher, and two reasons tell us puzzle, right? Because if she's married, it wouldn't be on the street. Terrence says she might be married and not married, meaning she's married legally, husband's not in town, or she's an arusa. So that she would put out in the street because he's puzzle. Or she might be a single girl who puts it out in the street because of the embarrassment, but the kid's not puzzle. And because of famine, is also the kid's not puzzle. So we don't know. So Terrence says it's 50-50. So I'll tell you, Ramra, Leyava, Mamza, Mikal Hashem. Mamza, Vadu, Leyava, Mamza, Savik, I'm sorry, Mamza, Savik, Yava, Mikal. The Terrence says Savik, Mamza, is kosher. So biblically, this kid is kosher. Vadu, Leyava, it's called Vadu, Leyava, Savik, Yava. He should marry, biblically, he can marry a Mamzeres, he can marry a kosher. So Matam, Amra, Sufa, Pasu, Shem, Yisa, Chaisim, Yava. Same fear. He might be marrying his sister, paternal sister. Frek the Gemara, the same Gemara as before. Elamayat Asufi Asufis Lo Yisa. We should ban him from marrying an Asufis, Shem Yisa Choytzoy, Beima of the Beimi Imai. If he marries an Asufis, he might be marrying either a paternal sister or a maternal sister. Don't the Gemara Kahani Shadi Ve'azli? You think all these women who have babies throw them around? Or the men are Madonna all over the place? Don't the Gemara Bas Asufi Lo Yisa. But if an Asufi married somebody, he should not be able to marry the daughter, Shema Yisa Chaysoi. Elu Leishchiach. Terence says, you'll tell me, this is minuscule. So Chinami Leishchiach. So why did they ask him about this role? Asufis are very not Shchiach. Elu Maila Asubi Yoksen. Answer is, when we're preserving purity, we don't care about chances. This is the thing. And we don't have to preserve purity, so then we go with the statistics. Rashi. Look, Rashi, my timer. Dry Torah. A Sufi culture. I'm a PJ Makirin Ethimai. Benecha Shemim Aishis Ishinivala. Right? Indicates I'm Stuki, you know mom. You know mom is a kosher girl. Not so morally and ethically high, but she's kosher. But here, you don't even know who mom is. It might be an Aishis Ish. Shinivala Lacha the Roy Basula Metzla. By an Aishis Ish, everybody besides her husband is puzzled. Back in the main Mahochi. My time Aishis Ish, Mabayla Taylor. Im Yolda Mamzer, Eina Meshlechasai. Chances are she doesn't throw away a mamzer. She covers. My ikel achzuki b'mamzeres. Ikel miyuta shein arusis reilem litlus b'bal. They have no way to cover. I nesua shalchem aleim l'medina sayam. But even the ikel namel l'meim shal pluyu hu b'kusher. Might be from a single girl who is kusher. I do. I shall ishu b'bayla. V'shtachasi ima machmas for avay. There's a chance to get thrown away because of famine. So therefore, it's 50-50, and the Torah said it's okay. Shema yisa chaysa miyabiv, da chaysa miyima leka lemechesh. A chaysa miyima, we're not as afraid as chaysa miyabiv. Why? He was a makirin as chamoysa, she becheskes as chera. The Trashi, we look at, he's marrying a woman. Her mother looks like a cheskes chera. Why should we be afraid that this woman was mizana? Yet, Mr. Stuki is marrying a regular Jewish girl. Right? So what are we afraid of? That it might be the mother with Mizana with somebody else, and this is the same mother for both? Look at the mother-in-law. Look at the mother you're looking at. Fine, from lady. Why would I think she's Mizana, period? We don't say that. But father, we don't know. And we can't say he's a kosher man. You don't know who he is. Kohani Shadi Vyazli, Nikhobanam Shayla, Shlicha Shinakti, on the Southern Bnei Machas. You think everybody on the street comes from one mom? Or the Savik Bnei Avech, or from one dad? Or we stay in Mos Namiloi? Because I'm a Leo Kohani Mazadi Vyazli. And we're not afraid it's the same dad with two mothers. Because again, what do you think? The guy goes around fathering children or throw it out? The answer, Basin Asufi Ben Anasuan, Shema Baal Asufi Zulavit. It might be that the guy who married this woman, this Asufis, was the father. And the answer is, you're right. It's not really Achshash. It's Lo Shchicha. But it's my loss of a Yuchsin, and by my loss of a Yuchsin, you can't ask any questions. Amar Rabba Bar Avuna. I don't know what you mean by that. But give me a case that we're not worried about Yuchsin. You have to ask them. Yeah, if you're asking a question...
Statistically, if it doesn't work, if we're not concerned about Yuchsin.
Right.
What does that mean?
Meaning, if we wouldn't be overly concerned about maintaining purity of the Jewish nation, we are. That's why we don't let a Stuki Midrabanan marry Bas Yisrael. No! My loss of Yuchsin is a Drabanan.
Right.
Meaning like this. The Torah tells us, follow Rav. Means the Torah is telling me, I can legally let this guy marry a Jewish girl. Because chances that she's a bad girl are remote, and therefore there's no reason to after her. Go by Rive. You eat meat, you go by Rive. You're relying on Rive all your life. So rely on Rive here too. Dr. Rabona came along and said, over here we don't want to rely on Rive. Because it's infringing on Yuchsin. It's infringing on it's a far remote possibility. But it shows us our concern of maintaining purity of the Jewish nation. Right.
We always follow the
Rabbana. The Rabbana is not versus the Deraisa. It's a chumra over the Deraisa.
Right. And that's what we may as well try to do.
Do you move Muktzah Shabbos?
Why not?
It's Rabbana. The Torah doesn't ask for Muktzah. So what is your question?
I just want to make sure that I'm correct.
Yes.
That the Yichus is not because...
The concern about Yichus is Drabonon. Not Yichus is a Drabonon. Mamzeris is a Deraisa. There are people that are not Meyuchus Deraisa. There are Psula Mederaisa. The concern about the possibility is a rabbinic concern. Yes, doctor.
And would it be accurate to say that pretty much every single Drabonon is together around something which is
Mazda's
Deraisa.
Gzeiris Drabanan, it's a getter. Takanas Drabanan sometimes are and sometimes are not. It's not to prevent you from doing something, necessarily. Sometimes Rabbanan just want you to do something. For instance, Rabbanan said, say Malchi is a Zechoritis and Shefras. It had nothing to do to prevent the Deraisa. Okay, so I'm saying, not every Rabbanan is to prevent the Deraisa. I said, Xeris, you're right. Takanas, you're not. That's all I said.
No, I just, word definition.
Okay. Bad in Hebrew. No problem. That's the Gemara by Tamar Barabahuna. Months now. The Gemara is going to go through a whole bunch of things that tell us that the Asufi is kosher, and he's not an Asufi. And we can treat him as 100% kosher, because there's indications that it did not come, that the kid thrown away was not a mamzer. Because these things wouldn't have happened had he been a mamzer. And the Gemara is going to give us a list. Amar Rabba Barabahuna. Matzah Mahu, aimed by Misha Masufi. You find a kid and he had a breast. He's not an Asufi. Because if he would be a mamzer, nobody, mom wouldn't have cared about a breast mila. She'd get rid of him as fast as she could. If he has a mila, that means mom was felt it was important enough to keep him around to the eighth day to get a breast. And then threw him away, must be that it was because of hunger or a different reason. You don't, when you throw away your kid because you think because he's puzzled, you don't do a breast. That's the Derech Oilam. Now, again, I wasn't there and I didn't take statistics, but that's what the Gemara is telling us. Rashi. Eimbe Mishim Asufi Nid Lab the Kashu, Lab the Torcha Ben the Mimulei. She wouldn't have bothered with the Mila. Mishalti Hadmiya. Eimbe Mishim Asufi. If the limbs are proper, that means after birth, somebody took care of making sure that the limbs are fit. They straightened them out, and this is what happens when babies are born. They're a little bit discombobbled, and people, what they do in the hospital, the nurses and the doctors, is they make sure everything is jointed correctly, but they can still do it. But that takes time and effort, and that wouldn't be done for a puzzle who mom wants to get rid of as fast as she can. Rashi, Michelle, that'd be up. Admitted he's born, she's thinking, I'm getting rid of him. He must have been thrown away because of famine. She didn't plan on throwing him away, but then she realized, I just can't keep him. I can't provide for him. Yes.
She never wants the kid to die, right?
Again, she doesn't want to worry about the kid. Or she's interested in covering for herself.
Right.
So if you find that she took care of his limbs, that means she did care about her kid. She did care, and she wasn't trying to get rid of him. She was forced to put him down, hoping that somebody would pick him up and feed him.
But if the kid is, there's a better chance that someone's going to take the kid if the kid looks... normal.
Again, if he's a mamzer, she doesn't care to make sure he lives. He's puzzled. She needs him out of here as fast as she can get him out of here. And cares about him very little because she's totally embarrassed that she brought a mamzer into this world. Right, sir.
Most kids need limb adjustment.
I have no idea. I'm not a doctor and I don't have a pediatrician here. I have a husband of a pediatrician, but that's not going to help me. Right. What's the name again? I can't pask for you what happens. I do know that sometimes it's necessary. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about whether you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. If this is something that was a procedure done in those days, how it works today, I can't tell you. I have no idea. I'm not a doctor, nor am I a nurse, nor am I a... whatever I'll say, I make up, and you might as well make it up instead of me. I mean, Gemara is saying it was a procedure.
In other words, that's a sign. A kid couldn't limp. That means a lot of kids are born with bad limbs.
Not bad limbs.
Bad, but
not well connected. Not well connected. Birth makes them discombobbled.
That's
what the Gemara is saying. You're right. Yes, doctor.
quote the New Testament.
I can't hear you. Maybe it's better I don't hear you from the New Testament. I'm really not interested in the New Testament.
It's a bit of a metaphor. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. You're squeezing a large object.
Yeah, I understand why it happens.
Mostly the skull is oval, rather oval. The limbs are squeezed. They caress themselves. People do not so much. Do that anymore, but there are dislocations which are
Yeah, the Gemara seems to say that's a simon. Again, maybe things have changed. A lot of other things have changed, so let's leave it there.
It was a common speech
throughout the Mediterranean. Lishnach Rina. Mishal Tadmiya means a Livarav G'daylim in the Lubin and Mazuras. The limbs are big size. I don't mean giant size. And strength, strong, and mezuras, both are lotions of being taken care of. And now this goes with the Chazal that says that the frequency of relationship between the father and the mother affects the strength, size of the limbs that are born. And if you have a healthy child that looks like he had been taken care of during pregnancy, by relationships between husband and wife, that shows he's not puzzled. Because mamzerim are usually from a one-night affair or a few-night affair, not from a long affair. And therefore, and especially when she's pregnant already. So therefore, that's a sign that there's a kosher father and mother involved. Sakrashi, let's read it inside. That shows it wasn't a out-of-wedlock, I don't know how to translate the word melubun mezuras. It means healthier, stronger. Tashmish between husband and wife during the last 3 months of pregnancy is positive effect both on the mother and the child. Again, these are things that might have changed. Many things in medicine have changed since the time of Chazal. This might have changed. So I'm not going to sit here and try to argue and figure out whether it, how it works today. I'm just saying, if the Gemara is saying, therefore, the baby comes out looking very healthy, that means there was a long relationship going on during the pregnancy. That shows that it's a marriage, not an arusa that's getting rid of her kid, or a husband who's out of town for 2 years. It's showing that there is a father and a mother, and they're kosher, and therefore, there's no reason to consider him an Asufi. We don't know what father or mother is, but the bottom line is, there's no Shash Mamzeris at all. So you can marry a Jewish girl because there's no Tsarin and Yuxin. He's for sure a pure Jewish kid.
Sorry, what we had before.
No, it's not. It's defining. That an Asufi has to be an Asufi, and this takes this kid out from being an Asufi.
Before we had the Sufis, we can't tell who the parents are.
Right, and the reason we made a chzera by a Sufi is because of the remote possibility that he's a mamzer.
Okay.
In this case, there's no remote possibility.
It didn't say before because he looks frail.
No, and that's why the Gemara is saying it now. It's amazing. The Gemara said one halacha before, and now is defining it. It didn't say if he's healthy. It didn't talk about the kid. It just said, if he's an Asufi, this is the halacha. Now we're going into the Websters of who do we consider an Asufi. It's not contradictory. Defining the word.
This kid did not pick up on
Asufi. No, she did not. Correct.
What did he say?
Pari's daughter did not pick up an Asufi.
You're saying that is a
fact. You'll have to ask him that. Leiter. Hadmuya, Ivarov. The word Hadmuya, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it the way article does. Ivarov, it means his limbs. Hadumi nahadme be'erivan. Hadmin disadvin is in the O. In both of those places, it means limbs. Dr. Gemara Leiter. Shayev Mishra, Omali Kuchla. if he has oil smeared on him and has medicine around his eyes or makeup around his eyes to make him look beautiful, attractive, Rami Chumra, or he's wearing things that people wore around their necks to prevent illness, like a kameya, but made out of herbs, or Tali Piska, that's a kameya of written, the Tali Kameya, and I'm not sure what the difference, one is a kameya of written and one is a kameya of herbs, and Chumri is things that are done for health, not as preventive, but as medicine. So the halacha is, again, if he's a mamzer, mom doesn't do anything for him. The fact that there's care taken, and these are all signs of a mother who cared. And a mother who cared doesn't have a mamzer as a child. A mother doesn't care about her mamzer child. And therefore, the fact that he's cared for shows that this was a marital relationship that resulted in a child that the mother couldn't keep.
If I also didn't pick up
honestly, I wasn't there. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Rami Chum, Mali Kuchla, Sriv of Ein of Liafaisai. Rami Chumrik Sharim. These are not Shaisin Rafua, the title of the Tinnik, Tamidim Mesef the Shabbos, Abolim Yaitzim Bekasharim. Tali Piskis Kamea Shoksav, an amulet of writing, and Tali Kamea Shal Ikrin, Ema Mishma Sufi, the Chasal Chayav. Mom was worried about him. But here, it shows us that the beginning was, she loved him. And she didn't want him to die. A mother who bears a mamzer doesn't want the kid around, would like the kid to vanish from the face of the earth. She won't kill him, but she definitely won't do anything to protect him. A mother who cares about her child does her best, and Nebuch has to put him out there, puts him out there, but he's not an Asufi. Yes, doctor.
For Rabbi Foreman to break down, as you said, the first two was not herbs, the next was a written amulet, the third one he, without attribution, defines as one which is made out of spices,
an amulet of spices. Okay. Thank you.
The role of the world is not Jewish. So why is the great difference?
We went through this yesterday, but he's a kosher kid if he came from a guy. We're in a Jewish neighborhood. We're not in a guy's neighborhood. So the Gemara writes, the Gemara does talk about Rav Akum, Rav Yisrael, in the text of Tzuvas. The last Amud in the first Perek, the Gemara talks about a baby that's found when most people around are guy and most people around are yidden. Here we're dealing with a Jewish neighborhood, so guy is not a factor. Zadik my writer. Where am I? Yeah. Tali Bedikli is suspended on a date tree. So now it depends. Imatile Chaya, if it's in with the reach of wild animals, meaning not so high up, so then yes, by Mishma Sufi, because obviously mom didn't care if an animal killed him. If Elav, if he's suspended high up, that means mom doesn't want him dead. Ain't by Mishma Sufi. Rashi, Tali Bedikli Imati Lechayera, V'Yechayla Letarfa, can kill him. Mishum Yesh, Misham from there, Yesh Mishma Sufi. Kloloy Shodavar. So Rashi says, this is the rule. Kom Makim Shesh Lohavim De Ladas Misish Lechaso. Any place that by looking at it, you can think that she did it because she wanted the baby dead, like Chassalav, yes, we're missing a Sufi. Next to the Gemara, next to the Sufi.
So if you have low down, but makeup, I mean,
the answer is as follows. If you have makeup, even if it's on the street, it's not an Sufi. And if he's low down, and he has makeup, it's also not an Asufi. It's only if he's low down without makeup that he's an Asufi. But if he's high up without makeup, he's not an Asufi. Each one of these factors tell us he's a miyuchas. That's all.
I mean, it's hard to believe that
Muhammad
is Moshe was bringing it up in Parshas Shmos. But it's hard to believe that a lady doesn't, she's really a Jewish lady does this.
What am I supposed to tell you?
They have
Rachmanis. Part of their
blood is
Rachmanis. True. Twice you meet it, you have to be in the does say that. But here's a lady that was Mazana, and the kid is a Mamzer. That means not only was she Mazana, but she was Mazana with somebody that makes the kid a Mamzer. So we're not dealing with a regular. And therefore, I guess Hamidas are not so Jewish. I guess, again, your question is well taken. We're dealing with post facto. We're not saying that this is the ideal Bas Yisroel. We're saying we found a baby. And our worry is there a chance that this is a puzzle, a baby, that we have to be concerned for Yichus? The answer is, the mother showed no care. It rings a bell. It sets off an alarm. If the mother showed care, there's no alarm to set off. Now notice the Gemara didn't get involved in this by Shtuki, because the Shtuki, we know who the mother is. She has the baby. She's taking care of her baby. We just don't know who the father is. But we know who the mother is. So all we're saying is the fact that the mother took care of him is a good indication that he's a kosher kid.
In a Jewish neighborhood, right?
What?
In a Jewish neighborhood?
Absolutely.
Is there a mitzvah to pick up an associate?
I would assume yes. It's called Hatzalas Nefashos.
You
is
what?
It's not a guy, but it's in a Jewish neighborhood.
But only the mom.
Yeah. Well, it may, don't play it down. I mean, it's like, it's a chash. He's definitely a Jew. Right? If you throw, you throw. If he lives in a Jewish neighborhood, he's a Jewish kid, and there's a mitzvah called saving lives.
Outside of a Jewish neighborhood.
That's a whole sugya ksuba from the last amud of the first barak. The Brayv Akamakam, for what purpose do we go by right now? This is a whole sugya ksuba from the last amud in the first barak. Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, what it's for. Yes.
The areas, the geographical areas, were very separate. Travelers coming in have areas which were.
That's what the Gemara Sabbat says, right? You saw right back them. There were neighborhoods that were mostly Jews and neighborhoods that were mostly Goyim.
As Rav Schwab points out in Shmos and Zaharas, that the Jewish and Egyptian neighborhood in Mitzrayim
was in. I'm not going to get involved now. I'm not doing a chumash here.
I think it's just the point you said, Abdul Perry, who has, you know, shown several times before and actually other documents as well, but it surprised me very much. A careful reading, which we're all coming up on, et cetera, is revealed to that
again. I am not going to comment. I told you already. I'm not going to comment. Now, I think of my item. Zardisa, it's in the kind of tree. I don't know if Archko knows what it is. I don't. What?
Sorb
tree. Smicha Lamasa, it's close to the city. Yes, by Mehmet Sufi. What happens is the Gemara tells us in Sachem that the tree of Zardisa had a lot of mazikin and shadim hang around it. It was a favorite hunting place, if that you want to call it, or relaxing place, whatever you want to say it. They hung around that tree. It's a dangerous tree to be next to. So if a mother puts the kid by that tree, he's like saying, hi, have fun with the shadim tonight, and puts him out there. So therefore, it shows that he is an asufi, because everybody knows that's called a dangerous place. It's like putting a kid into the hood. You know what I mean? It's like, except that that's, or, again, it's just like different kinds of shader. But the same thing, it's dangerous. You put him in a dangerous place. Zayin is smicha lamasa. Yes, Rabbi Shimon Sufi. Rimlav, ain't Rabbi Shimon Sufi. It's out of town, not near us. That the Shadim don't hang around the Zarda says it's not close to the city. I should have not used the hood. I should have used putting him in Gaza. Beit Knishta Smichta Lamasa Ushchicha Barabim. She put him in a shul. That, remember, in those days, many shuls were out of town. The shuls were not in the city. They used to have the shuls out of the city. Many, many Gemaras reflect that. What the reason for that is, I can sit and tell you reasons, but it's not Negeya. That's where they used to keep the shuls usually. However, if this shul happens to be close by the city, Ushchichi Be'rabim, and it's a shul that's used constantly, because sometimes shuls weren't used the whole week, only on Shabbos. Sometimes shuls were only used infrequently. But this one was frequent. Eibay Mishim HaSufi. Because she put him bedafk in a place where he'll be found. She wants him to be found. That means she doesn't want him to die. She put him in a place where there's a lot of traffic. Masha'en Kain, the Mav, if it's not Shechichi Be'rabim, or it's out somewhere in the hook, out in the field, he has Eibay Mishim HaSufi, that means she doesn't care. Again, indicative about whether he's... she cares or not. Rashi. Dr. Rashi Zardas and Smicha Lamasa. He told me Elish Shmei Zardas. East Smicha Lamasa, if it's close to the city, you have a couple of Mati Lechaya. Yeshua Mishima Sufi. Now Rashi is a Kiddush. Even if he's safe. Right? But if he's put in by a Zardas, he's not safe. Some of Arab Sachem, Zardas, the Smicha Lamasa, the Pisa Mishit and Shady. Every sorb tree near a city has at least 60 Shadim. If there's not a guest house, we have to be afraid of Mazikin. Mazikin used to hang around shuls. It's very interesting. But Mazikin used to have, the Gemara says in Prakainas, that the Malacham Mavis used to keep his stuff in shuls. We're not going to get involved in why, but that was a good place for Mazikin to hang out. So therefore, unless it was Shechichi Rabbim, you had to be careful when you went to a shul. You didn't stay there alone. That's why they were Mesakim Baruch Hashem Le'olam. One of the reasons is because you don't leave a person out there alone. Right. Let's think about Rabbi Tam Rabbi.
I hear everything. Did
you
say, you know, Rabbi say he knows why they built
shuls
outside of town?
Yes, but I'm not going to get involved in that. No, not for now. No. I'm Rabbi
Tam. Also, the concept of being in a shul by yourself is
the
one
that
don't hold
with
it today.
Halacha says, Beferish, that even if you're in a city, and you don't leave a person alone in a shul at night. In fact, I did it last night. I davened by her at 10 o'clock, and there was a person that davened a very long Shemini Atzeret. Everybody left, and I looked around, there was one person davening Shemini Atzeret. Shulchan Aruch says you should stick around. So I stuck around till he finished Shemini Atzeret. I left before he finished Aleinu, but that's his business. He could have walked out by Aleinu. But by Shemini Atzeret, I stuck around. I didn't make it. I'm trying to be very, I do this not often, but when it happens, and I try to make the person not aware that I'm thinking around about him. I'm doing, I'm puttering around, making myself look like I'm busy.
But people would be bobbing each other home from the
because outside. Of safety, because of, to take away the fear factor. Nobody wants to be alone in an area, even at night, even if it's not as in the city. You don't want to leave a person alone. So today it's a chumrah. I think in Shulchan Aruch I have to see how it's worded. But in those days, it was a necessity. They made an extra takana of Baruch Hashem Le'olam because of that.
So today, do we have
shadim
in shul?
I have no idea. I never saw one. I can't tell you. I don't think so. I don't think you have to worry about shadim today. During the day, 100%. At night, it says not to leave him there. It's a Shulchan Aruch, not me. It's a Beferish Aruch Haim.
What?
A Shulchan Aruch Haim. It says that you shouldn't walk out of shul at night and leave a person there davening. By the way, if he's sitting and learning, you can leave him there. Only while he's davening, because it'll bother his kavan if he's alone. Only davening. The guy wants to sit and learn there the whole night himself, gzuntahit. That's a conscious decision that he doesn't care. But if he's davening Shemini Esrei, and all of a sudden everybody's gone, it might affect his kavana. So it says Beferish, do not leave him behind. Gemara says, you think the Rabbeinu Shlom leaves when you leave? What are you running out for? Somebody's davening. He's talking to the Rabbeinu Shlom. But most people don't know the halacha.
They do. You
You knew? Did you stay behind Ben Meyer if somebody's always been answering?
I usually the one that was longer.
Oh, well, really? Yeah, you gave Rabbi Kleinman something to chuckle about. He said, thank you, my daughter. You know what I mean? He gave him something to chuckle about, which is good.
The
Nami also to the... I'd rather say most people don't know the halacha than to say that most people don't care about the halacha.
You haven't come back through a lot yet. But Rebbe, doesn't he give a shear of a lot?
I don't know. You weren't there, so how would you know?
I know. Yes. So, you never hit this halacha yet?
I don't remember if I did or didn't. Doing Yom Kippur now.
No.
Yes.
That means you've done it then.
No, I didn't. I decided to pick Shabbos this year because one of the daily show said that this was for the people of war to learn Hilchos Shabbos. I think it would be Rabbi Zilberstein, one of these people. I said, if that's what he said, I might as well try to do Hilchos Shabbos. So since Sukkot, I've been trying to do things about Shabbos. That's why I'm doing Shabbos now. Could have done Pesach, you know what I mean? Yes, doctor.
Many, many years ago, I was younger and much more Shmanasrei. And one time there was someone who was a close Talmud of Rav Aaron, one of the five close ones. And it was a Shiva house, and he stayed, even though there were other people in the house, he stayed in the room until I finished. I was very embarrassed of the pain. But he explained this about 40 years ago. That this is a fair so far. But he said, because someone in Shemana Esrei is defenseless, as you alluded to, but that he gave that as a possibility. And I believe, I don't remember, that the responsibility ends when the person steps back, and now he is able to.
I just said that. Elena was his problem. It's like sitting and learning.
Oh. Stepping back.
So yeah, which is the same. I mean, he finished Menestre.
Yeah.
I mean, unless he stays back by Eshishol for 20 minutes, that's his business, you know what I mean? He finished Menestre. I don't know, how long do you stay by Eshishol? Not much, but Eshishol. How long do you stay back by Eshishol when you go back? Do you come forward?
I go back.
Eshishol ends by Eshishol. No, it does not. It ends by Yilu Ratzin.
Say that line.
You say Yilu Ratzin?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still say L'chaim Nitzar. You don't say L'chaim, you skip that.
Because I want people to wait longer.
Oh, you don't want people to wait longer.
Oh,
I know. That's not true. Because even those who say Yilu Ratzin the first time are still not allowed to be mopsic for everything in the middle of L'chaim Nitzar. It's still considered Ayin B'Tchila. Till the second Yilu Ratzin. After the second Yilu Ratzin, you're allowed to be mopsic for everything. Even Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Because it's a machloekis whether you say Yilu Ratzin before L'chaim Nitzar or not. Some hold you're not supposed to say it. The Gro holds you're not supposed to say it. And the Rama says you are supposed to say it. So it's a machloekis. The Rama and the Gro. So therefore, those who say it hold like the Rama. Those who don't say it are holding like the Gro. Usually, Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say it, and Nusach Svar does. But it doesn't have to be that way. It makes a big difference. If you didn't say Yilu Ratzin, and they mashal Yom Kippur, they get up to they get to Kedusha in the middle of Vidu, you can't be mamzer. So you're supposed to say Yilu Ratzin before he gets to Kedusha. Even the Gra says that. So again, it's where you're up to. I say Yilu Ratzin twice. That's my minute, so that's why.
It's not part of Shemana Esrei. First one, it allows you to be to participate in what's going on with people. In other words, it's not really
Shemana Esrei. Again, Shemana Esrei ends at Am Vorach Etam. You then say Yilu Ratzin. Chazal said at the end of Shemana Esrei, it's part of Takanas Chazal, that at the end of Shemana Esrei you should say that pasuk. That shows you're finished Shemana Esrei. They also said that there's an inyan to say Bakashas right after Shemana Esrei. And that's why they added the L'chaim Nitzar. L'chaim Nitzar is not part of Shemana Esrei. The Chazal, the Rishayim, whoever put it in there, it's a machlokes. The Chazal, this is a machlokes, what you add. But we picked that nusach, because the Klal Yisrael picked that nusach. And they say Lekai Netzar after Shemayin Esrei. It's after Shemayin Esrei, but it's considered still a middle Shemayin Esrei. For instance, if you remember that you didn't say Baruch Saint Talamatar, you don't have to go to the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. You just have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. You're still considered as if you're a middle Shemayin Esrei. However, after the second year L'Ratzin, or the only year L'Ratzin, depending if you said the first one, you're not in Shemayin Esrei anymore. And if you remember then, you have to go back all the way to the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. Ha'isha Shalom is just, I'm saying goodbye. I finished Shemayin Esrei, I'm all done, but Derech Eretz is I should leave with a proper leaving. What? That's a Chatzonet Chazal to add that to Shemayin Esrei.
Same way
they said Yilaratz. Everybody said a wonderful